This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jesse Kelly, a Marine Corps veteran and a veteran of the war in Iraq. He is now a candidate for the U.S. Congress, specifically in Arizona's 8th Congressional District. And Jesse, it's great to have you with us.
Greg, it's an honor to be on. I appreciate you having me.
Obviously, a very intense political environment for a lot of reasons, Arizona especially, in the last few weeks, and we'll get to all of that in just a moment. But you announced your candidacy long before the immigration fight really intensified in Arizona, and even before the healthcare debate really got into its most heated stretches. What convinced you that it was time to get into this race and challenge Democrat Gabrielle Giffords?
The president signing into law a $787 billion stimulus bill that's going to indebt the next three generations is what motivated me to get in the race. And Gabrielle Giffords has been right there along with him and Nancy Pelosi signing on to all this mess.
And this is a district that had been represented by a Republican before her, Jim Colby, more of a moderate, retired. She won an open seat in, I believe it was 2006, which was definitely a Democratic year. What's the tone and the tenor of the district right now as you get closer to Election Day?
The tone is when we began this race back last April, there was a 13,000 Republican over Democrat voter edge in the district. Now that's moved to 15,000. As you may imagine, the conservative base, my base, I'm proud to be a conservative, they are on fire right now. The Tea Parties are on fire out here. We're at all of them. They're going to win elections. We're going to win this one because of them.
And Jesse, is there a contentious primary there, or are you pretty much lined up to run against Congresswoman Giffords?
There actually is a contentious primary. There was not, but a couple months ago, an establishment moderate politician down here did some polling and saw that the race was very much winnable, so he dropped out and jumped in the race. He's got the moderate, open borders, establishment money behind him. We've got the conservatives, the grassroots behind us, plus we've raised good money. So we are actually in a primary battle. It's our primary is August 24th. We're trying to raise every dime we can right now.
You mentioned that the stimulus issue is the one that got you into this race. The healthcare debate has certainly been the most contentious over the past 2 years. And now, of course, the immigration debate has exploded in Arizona, and your district is right on the border. How do you prioritize your campaign? What issues are you stressing most right now?
Well, right now, we obviously did talk a lot of health care until it passed, and I already made a pledge. I signed the pledge to do everything in my power to repeal that health care bill. So that is still on people's minds. But right now, first and foremost, as you may imagine, is immigration, especially with we had that rancher, Robert Krentz, get murdered down south here. That was right here in my district. And now with the passing of this SB 1070 immigration law in Arizona, immigration is number one, two, and three on everyone else's mind down here. And we're proud to be, before it became popular, we're proud to be the tough on the border candidate.
And as you mentioned, it is popular. Ever since Governor Brewer signed it into law, polls have consistently shown that Arizonans and even the national audience has been in approval of this law. What about right there on the border? How's it faring in your district?
It fares great. They love the law in this district because what they did, they secured the San Diego sector, they secured the El Paso sector, yet our sector is wide open down south here on our border. We have no double-layer border fence like they do in San Diego, and so they've created a massive funnel for the drugs and crime right through here. We feel the problems that come with illegal immigration in my district, I would say, as much as any other district in the entire United States of America. So this is something that means a lot to us. We're tired of politicians' words like comprehensive immigration reform, build our double-layer border fence, and protect us.
Elaborate on that as we kind of go through the issues here that will be critical. Steps one, two, and three on immigration, what should they be? What should be the first priorities on that issue?
Build the double-layer border fence is step number one. They did it in San Diego. Violent crime dropped by 54% when they built it. We know it works. It works. It's been used in other countries. It's been used in the United States. That works. Step number two is employer sanctions. You must have employer sanctions. When there's no work, then people are not coming here to acquire the work, and the drug runners are not using those people as they do as shields to bring their drugs and violence across the border. And step three, we can streamline our legal immigration system, make it a market-based system where when there are openings, it can be filled. But first of all, we need to secure the border before we talk about any of that, and there can be no amnesty.
And we're talking with Jesse Kelly, U.S. Marine veteran. He's running for Congress in Arizona's 8th Congressional District. Jesse, you mentioned you got into the race because of the debt that generations of future Americans are facing now. Obviously, one voice in the House of Representatives will need some help to make some serious changes. But how do you see us turning the tide in that respect?
I see us turning the tide because we're not going to take back the House and the Senate with Republicans. Of course, Republicans are going to win a lot of elections. We're going to take it back with conservative Republicans. We need a brand new Republican Party, a conservative party, the party of Ronald Reagan. And when conservatives take back the House, when we take back the Senate, and when we take back the presidency in 2012, we will not spend more than we make. We will cut taxes. We will make America a business-friendly nation again instead of continuously sending our industries over to China while American people look for work.
You already mentioned also that you would be for a repeal of the health care bill that passed back in March. What other legislative priorities would you have?
Stop the spending. We have to stop the spending. Obviously, tax cuts and securing the border and making sure our national defense is strong. These are all very important issues to me. But right now, issue number one is this out-of-control spending. You cannot spend twice as much as you make continuously and remain solvent as a nation. We are at a point by 2020, we're going to be borrowing money to pay the interest on our debt. That is real insolvency. What we see right now in Greece will be happening in the United States of America unless we get some people with some fiscal sanity in Washington, D.C.
And Jesse, obviously, we've mentioned it a number of times now. You're a combat veteran. You've been in Iraq, I believe, on at least two tours of duty. What did you learn from that experience about the right way to prosecute the war on terrorism, and how does that compare with the way it's being prosecuted right now?
Well, I did one tour. I led a squad of infantry Marines during the invasion. And what I learned about it is there is an enemy out there of the United States of America. They are 100% committed. There is a segment of this world's population. They will do anything, including kill themselves and their family, to kill the United States of America, to kill every person in it, unless we get them first. That is the truth of the matter. They are more committed than any enemy this country has ever faced. We must get them. We must get them now. And that means you don't give the enemy an 18-month deadline of when you're pulling out of Afghanistan. That means you give the general the troops and the tools he needs to succeed there.
And Jesse, in our last 60 seconds here, obviously, especially in a Republican primary, but even in a general election campaign, social issues could factor in as well. Where do you stand on the issue of abortion and the definition of marriage and things like that?
I believe marriage is between a man and a woman, and I am 100% pro-life. I do not apologize for it. The mark of being a warrior or a defender of freedom is not only who you fight, it's who you defend and who you protect. And that's an issue we need to get right in this country.
Well, Jesse, it's going to be one of the marquee House races. A lot of them are going to be much more competitive than they normally are as a result of some of the things that have been happening here in Washington. We look forward to following you along the campaign trail, and thanks for your time today.
Greg, I thank you so much for the opportunity, and VoteJesseKelly.com is the website. I really appreciate it.
VoteJesseKelly.com. Jesse Kelly, Marine combat veteran, and again, a Republican candidate in Arizona's 8th Congressional District. That primary is coming up in August. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.